Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. God alone is the one who can truly refresh our souls with everlasting hope, unyielding love, and unquenchable peace. May we take time to pause in the midst of our busyness, to experience His presence, to wait upon Him for answers, and to follow where He leads us, all for His glory. May we trust Him to equip and help us to lead others well and to provide for us to help those in need from a heart of care and compassion. Regardless of life's ups and downs, may we remain in God's rest all the days of our lives. And may we boldly declare, because of you, Jesus, it is well with my soul. Our scripture for today is from Psalm 62, verses 5 to 8. Here is Rianka.
For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us.
So let us be determined this week to be still and know that we have a friend in Jesus. Regardless of the busyness and craziness of the world we live in, we can hold on to the truth that God is for us and with us, and that His timing is always perfect. During dry or difficult seasons, may we pause, even if for a few seconds, to experience the love and peace of God's care and friendship. May we allow Him to refresh our souls and give us hope. And then may we encourage others in love and kindness and through friendship and fellowship to always seek the Lord. Let's inspire others to trust His perfect timing for answers, to not lose strength or hope, and to trust His wise counsel, love and goodness towards us. And then let us remember that it is not about us. Every victory and every loss adds up to knowing and trusting God more deeply in our hearts. This helps us to better understand God's plan and purposes for our lives. We have a mission to go out and do the work that God has set before us. May we be a people found on our knees, quick to listen, slow to speak, and obedient to follow His instructions on how to love others. Let's inspire and lead those around us well, working to help them grow, walking alongside them through the valleys, and celebrating their mountaintop moments. And through it all, let us glorify our Heavenly Father in all we do. So let us solidify Psalm 23 afresh in our souls today. Here is Darren.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord Jesus, thank You for the reminder of Your friendship. Thank You, Lord, for the knowledge that You are present. Father, You say in Your word that we should not fear. You are with us. That we don't have to be dismayed, for You are our God. You will strengthen us. You will help us. You will uphold us with Your righteous right hand. Therefore, I ask You, Lord, to console our worried minds and to bring our hearts to rest. Lord, please give us the strength to trust the richness of being still with You. And I ask that we may desire to be pulled closer to You. Father, I pray for those who have become tired, hopeless, or despondent, that You will lavish them with Your friendship, and that You will revive them, body, mind, and soul. Father, soften our hearts to experience your companionship, to see and taste that the Lord is truly good.
Lord, I don't know how we are hindering your work, and I don't know how we're choosing to be left behind. But I pray, Father, that we will choose to be obedient, that we'll choose to follow the Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you that you honor prayer, that you honor righteous living, that you see all things.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the account of heroes of the faith like Moses that we can learn from and walk with today. Lord, we ask that as we served you today in the ministries where you've placed us, would we continue to seek hard after you daily? We need you and what you're doing. And as leaders, I pray that we would strive to be careful with what we share, how we share it, where we share it, and with who we share it as well. And Lord, as we lead others, I just pray that we would be quick to listen, that we'd be slow to speak, and that we would be good question askers out of care and concern and compassion, but that we would speak truth. So open our hearts, Lord. Use your word to change and shape and transform our hearts as we give ourselves afresh to you this day.
Father, full of grace and mercy, I come before you this very day. And I want to thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy upon us. I want to thank you today for the valley. I want to thank you for how you get us through the valley. I want to thank you that we can rest in you through the valley and that you will protect us through the valley. Lord, we want to not live in our own accord today. We don't want to live by your grace and your mercy. And so we thank you, Lord, that we can flourish in you, Father, through the valley, because when we get to that mountaintop, Lord, we can rejoice as victorious and overcomers in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for your word.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you that as we come before you in prayer, you listen to our words. Beyond those words, Lord, you discern our heart's desires. We thank you that we can trust you to answer in your timing, for your purposes, and for your glory. Lord, may we remember as we bring our petitions that we are your servants. You are not ours. We thank you that sometimes you change circumstances and sometimes you change us. As we wait for your answers, whether in crock pot or microwave fashion, we know our faith in you and our endurance are being strengthened so we might serve you with more faithfulness. Lord, grant us patience to wait upon your perfect answer, whether in COVID restrictions or relationship healing. Thank you for the great promise that you will strengthen us as we wait upon you. Oh, we love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.